on a Sunday afternoon, but he's never preached in a camp meeting in the camp meeting time of the 2 weeks. But the Lord touched my heart about him. I want you to hear him gladly this morning while he preaches, and then we'll have the last 15-minute message after he's done. You can be seated.
Paul in Galatians, when he was opening up his letter to the churches in that area, was speaking about who he was before he met Christ. He talked about how he persecuted the church, and above all his brethren, he exceeded above measure above all of them. But then he goes on to say, I believe it's verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. And I want to testify to you this morning that I've been called by no less of God's grace than Paul was. And I'm thankful for God's work in my life. The only reason I'm before you this morning is by God's grace. And that's the only reason that you're here, I know, as well. And as I preached that yesterday, is why it's on my heart. And I'm thankful for God's grace. You know, you think about it, in Paul's life, he literally, if he could have stopped the name of Christ, that was his goal. But he's the very one God went to and called and then made him a servant. And I'm thankful for God's grace that gives us all hope. And it's the only reason any of us are here today. And I rejoice in God's grace this morning.